Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, 2022 Trade Deadline Edition, starring Dave Schilling, Davis Bertans, Rodney Hood, Joey Devine, Elijah Hughes, Romeo Langford, Sean Keane, the guy so nice they named him twice, Full Bowl, Streetball Paul Millsap, Patreons Jeff Somm, thank you Jeff, Barrett, thank you, Barrett. Tiximista. Yonka Tiximista. Musical guest, Jets to Brazil. And now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast. And we are back with a trade deadline extravaganza. And we are so back and we have so much to do. I'm not even going to ask Sean how he's doing. That's right. My co-host Sean Keane is here. Sean, say hello.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? We can't talk about Jack Reacher for 45 minutes.
I do want to say thanks to everybody who, saw that a Jeopardy contestant called himself a stay at home uncle and pointed that out to me. Thank you. You're all 32 of you are my closest friends.
Before we get into everything, I should mention patreon.com/roundrockpod is where you hear our new podcast, Fists the Size of Thanksgiving Turkeys, about the new Amazon show Reacher. We have a double episode of that going up tomorrow with Mr. John Burr from Fast Break Breakfast and Mr. Brendan McGowan from this podcast. Also at Round Rock Pod on Twitter, roundrockpod@gmail.com. Visit our TeePublic store in the description of this episode, and 5-star reviews only on iTunes. I don't know why they won't let you give less than 5 stars, but them's the rules. All right, Sean, it's a big news day. It's the trade deadline. Let's go to
what's our top? Okay.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
Huge day in basketball. Everybody knows the NBA trade deadline is like Christmas Day for NBA fans, except not like Christmas Day because they are not playing games, which is what happens on actual Christmas Day for NBA fans. It's confusing. Anyway, our top story is 8 minutes before the trade deadline ended, Sean. A blockbuster tweet came through from one of the NBA's biggest newsbreakers. At Robin Lopez of the Washington Wizards tweeted,
Ro Lopez 42.
Salvador Dali died in 1989. It's weird to think he may have seen. And Sean, do you think Salvador Dali saw?
You know, I don't think he saw the movie Predator, but I do believe there's like a 20% chance he saw the movie Predator.
I think it's higher. Dude, I guaranteed someone was like, hey, Salvador, there's a monster that looks like he's got a vagina for a face. And he was like, put it on. And then he died. anyway, that's our classic joke. We love making a joke when there's real news stories to be made.
Classic joke of basketball.
Yeah, we love making jokes of basketball. But, Sean, it was, of course, the trade deadline, so you know what that means. It's time to play the greatest drop we own. We don't get to play it enough, but here is the trades drop.
Trades. That's right, we're talking about trades.
/ Capspace URLs, you remember, we talk about Capspace all the time in the program. / Capspace, let them know that you came from us. Limited time only, terms apply.
Protected picks.
You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. That's wix.com/woj, W-O-J, to get 10% off.
Rights to euros that are never coming.
Enter code NBA at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Expiring salaries.
And if you missed it, we launched the Recapables Billions podcast on our Recapables feed.
Treating people like their assets and not people.
ZipRecruiter.com/lowpost, L-O-W-E post. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Even robots know that basketball is a business, so players shouldn't have feelings because of business. Trades.
That's right. That is my masterwork. I will never make anything funnier or better sounding than that. Sean, a lot of trades today, huh?
Yeah, a lot of trades.
And we one have a them... bunch of trades that we didn't even talk about that happened earlier in the week, too.
Yes, yes. So let's
go chronologically, power through these trades. Make some jokes. Okay. Keep it snappy.
Okay.
Sean, what was our first trade of the week?
Oh, I definitely did not have it ready to go chronologically, but hang on.
Sorry, my bad.
Eric Bledsoe, the Clippers traded Eric Bledsoe, Justice Winslow, Keon Johnson, and a future second round pick to the Trailblazers for Norman Powell and Robert Covington. Mm-hmm. They also got a 2025 second round pick via the Pistons. I talked about this on the Patreon with Big Corbs, the Zeke from Salmon Creek, as we call him. And Joey, I mean, look, the Blazers did not receive a lot of value for Norm Powell and Robert Covington, but what they did do is essentially erase a bunch of shit Neil O'Shea did. And that is like, this is A+ interim GM work where, I mean, I just kind of think that when you have a team like the Blazers had, the very first thing you would want to do is get rid of 5 years of Norman Powell. That's not even nothing against Norman Powell. He's a good player and actually not even like not worth that contract, but just he was a 6'3" guy. They were playing at small forward and they had him signed for 5 years and they're tearing down the team. So it kind of doesn't matter. And I mean, I guess they didn't get a first round pick, but the Clippers can't trade any first round picks really. They got their first round pick from last year.
That being said, I'm pretty happy that the Clippers have added another Norm. They famously had Norm Nixon before the Lakers, and now the Norm core continues.
I think I would like Powell to try to get an endorsement deal with Norms, LA diner, only Denny's esque chain.
Yeah, yeah. It's better I don't really than Denny's. Understand. It's better
no, no, it's
Denny's.
Good. It's just it's weird that anyway. I don't really understand it, but it's delicious. I didn't mean to criticize Norms.
All right, Sean. And okay, then the next trade, I got this one. The Cleveland Cavaliers got Caris LeVert and a 2022 second-round pick from the Pacers in exchange for Ricky Rubio, a lottery-protected first-round pick, a 2022 second-round pick, and a 2027 second-round pick. Gotta say, hate this trade for the Cavs, but that's just me. Anytime you're trading Ricky Rubio, Joey doesn't like it.
Even if he's out for the year and he's not even, I mean, he might not even be in Cleveland. He could come and hang out, but yeah, it's just bad vibes. And hey, good job, Pacers.
Yeah.
I'm into, look, I don't love like an extended tank, but I do love a 2-month tank.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And again, like if you're a mediocre team and you have Caris LeVert on a long-term contract, just move him. You know, that second round pick could be kind of good. Actually, they got a bunch of picks.
Yeah, they got a bunch
of picks. I don't love it for Cleveland because it feels like maybe they're going a little too hard on trying to make the playoffs this year when their best player is 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know. Why pay Caris LeVert all that money when you can just pay Colin Sexton? They're like the same guy.
Guys who shoot too much. I mean, I do feel like they'll probably trade Colin Sexton as a result of this. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Our next trade, Sean.
Our next trade
was, of course,
The Blazers and the Pelicans once again. The Blazers traded C.J. McCollum, Larry Nance Jr., and Tony Snell to the Pelicans. And the Pelicans got roundball favorite Josh Hart, roundball favorite Tomas Satoransky, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Didi Lozada, a future first-round pick, and two future second-round picks to the Blazers. The weird thing about this trade is the Pelicans have managed to trade the same first-round pick twice in like 4 months, which is kind of amazing.
The other weird thing about this trade is this is where I want to complain about our newsbreakers here.
Okay.
Woj and Shams, wait until you know the whole trade to tweet it. Because I didn't even know Larry Nance was in this trade until today, because they tweet like half the trades.
And like, then you feel like you've read it. So you don't need to.
They're like racing so hard to beat the other one. They just will tweet like C.J. McCollum is traded. And then they'll be like, Josh Hart is traded. And then it's like 8 tweets to get to the finished trade. Like, which eat the shit, other one, dudes.
Joey, do you remember for any of these transactions whether it was Woj or Shams that broke the news? I don't either.
No.
Yeah. Everybody knows a minute later. Just wait.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Not a race.
I gotta say, I like, look, is it funny that this trade is Neil Olshay's replacement trading with Neil Olshay South? Yes.
Yeah, it's like he found a guy who had the exact Neil Olshay energy and was like, how do we best undo all the moves that he made in the past 3 years?
I actually like this trade for the Pelicans. They gave up the picks are.
Well, I mean, it's like it's a piece of a lottery protected first round pick, which is so weird.
But I kind of like CJ playing point guard with Zion if he ever plays again. That's like a fun team.
Yeah, and like he will fit in well with Devontae Graham. He knows how to defend in a backcourt like that. But yeah, it's fun. Like, look, if CJ's leaving Portland, at least he can go to a fun team that has good food. And, like, I feel like his wine expertise is going to be really useful in New Orleans. The only thing that sucks is that, I understand tearing down the team. Norm Powell and Robert Covington, whatever. It just, and we'll bring this up again with another trade. It just sucks that CJ's, like, getting smuggled out of town, mm-hmm. you know? I just wish they'd just done this in the off season.
Sure.
And I mean, look, it's fine. I'm happy that he's going, but it's just like, this one feels like real shitty pushing people around like their numbers, even though I don't like disagree with the move, you know, it just sucks. He's a dude that loved Portland and, you know, it's kind of like, yeah.
Well, so speaking of,
they got like pushed out of a car.
Speaking of dudes who wanted to be in a place, yes. The only player who's ever wanted to be a Sacramento King in the last 10 years, Tyrese Halliburton, got traded
for another guy who appears to love being in Sacramento too. Weirdly,
Tyrese Halliburton, the Sacramento Kings traded Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson to the Indiana Pacers for Domantas Sabonis, Jeremy Lamb, Justin Holiday, and a 2027 second round pick. Here's the thing this trade reminded me of, Sean.
Yes.
Do you remember that story about when the Golden State Warriors traded for Andrew Bogut? They offered Steph Curry or Monte Ellis, and the Bucks chose Monte Ellis. Yes. Well, in this case, the Indiana Pacers chose Steph Curry. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton's not going to be an MVP candidate, but of the two, Halliburton or Fox, you want Halliburton, right?
Yeah, I think actually Sacramento was offering Fox, and Indiana's like, no, like, you have to give us Halliburton. It's kind of funny that the Sacramento Kings, as usual, managed to pick up a Warrior. A former Warrior. They got Justin Holiday. That's who they pick for their coaches. That's like, they already have Harrison Barnes and NBA champion Damian Jones. And they were like, we need a little more Warriors magic to fight for this 10th seed. I kind of get it, but I just wouldn't have traded Tyrese Halliburton. He's 21 years old. Shoots 43% from three.
Here's my thing.
He just had like a 17 assist game for them.
I don't get it just because, like, I get trading Tyrese Halliburton because it's the only thing you have. My problem is trading it. It's like, you're trading for David Lee. I watched a bad team with David Lee. Like, oh, he was also a two-time All-Star. Like,
right,
gets
right.
You nowhere, dude.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this guy's gonna be your bad defending center or your not outside shooting power forward.
Yeah,
and again, he's a good player. He's fun to watch, but I kind of don't get it. Mm-hmm. But you know, Davion Mitchell, I guess it's his team now, and doesn't it kind of feel like Tyrese Halliburton? Like, the same energy that makes you want to go to Sacramento makes me feel like you could thrive in Indianapolis. Yes.
He and Malcolm Brogdon are a Cosby Show ass backcourt, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, they don't curse.
Yeah, they're Hillman's intramural team. Also, you know who the real winner in this trade is, though, Joey?
What?
Miles Turner.
Yeah. Because he
could just
won.
Play basketball in a normal way. Yeah.
I forget which Kings player it was. I think it was De'Aaron Fox. I don't know if you saw this, but he apparently said to Buddy Hield, Alvin traded you twice, bro.
Oh, that's really funny, man. Skiles-esque. Scott Skiles did that to Tobias Harris on two different teams. Mm-hmm. Buddy Hield, he didn't get traded again in the last like 20 minutes, right?
No.
Okay. That's kind of good too.
You know who did get traded again though? Who? Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Oh, nah.
Movie star Juancho Hernan Gomez were traded to the Utah Jazz. For Satoransky went to the Spurs with a second round pick. Joe Ingles and Elijah Hughes went to the kind of like this guy, kind of like this for the Jazz, gonna be honest.
Yeah, it's I also somehow this saved them money. I guess I don't. Oh, because they.
Well, Joe Ingles had.
Oh, Joe Ingles. Yeah. That also just sucks for him. Out for the year with an ACL, so it didn't really matter. Yeah. And you know, it's not like he has to really move to Portland. I don't think. Like, do they even make him show up? I don't even know. I don't really know how that works.
I think he'd like Portland. You know.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
Joe Ingles is the most likely NBA player to know who.
Well, he's also, I think he's probably just going to sign back with the Jazz this summer.
Probably.
Why would he go anywhere else? And also, I don't have anything else to say except that Elijah Hughes is actually older than Nickeil Alexander-Walker.
Wancho, once that movie comes out on Netflix, he's going to do well in
that's some star power.
Let's just say that.
Well, that movie's going to Sundance.
He's
so
gonna get
obviously
that kissing disease again. Oh
my god. He's also, I feel like his weird tattoos are very like Buck Mormon-esque. What a rebellious Mormon kid gets. Yeah, yeah.
Sean, there's currently a 8-minute long trailer for all the movies coming on Netflix that YouTube is showing constantly in front of their videos. Uh-huh. And Juancho Hernan Gomez is figured prominently in it.
What's that movie called?
Fast Break or something. I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Doesn't matter. We'll be talking about it for like 3 hours on a podcast eventually, but yeah.
All right. The Oklahoma City Thunder traded for KZ Akpala. In exchange for a 2026 second round pick.
Yeah, the whole thing about that is the Thunder have this like really long lingering protected first round pick from the Heat. Mm-hmm. And the Heat are like, you can have this guy if you just agree to take it one of these 2 years, because they couldn't trade any first round picks because it was like, well, this, you could be trading the Thunder's pick these 5 years. And now it's like, look, it's coming in 2025 or 26. Mm-hmm. Are you happy, Presti? And Presti's like, yeah, I am. I am happy. Conditional picks.
Here's the thing. That is the most dunked on mock offseason trade in the history of the NBA. It's the most. Because they do that all the time where they'll like start arguing over changing protections. And it's like, when you're listening to it, you're like, that never happens. And then it did.
I saw a tweet from somebody saying that it was proof that those executives were both geniuses. I'm like, come on now.
All right. Our next trade. This was the big trade that kicked off this morning.
I'm still confused by this one, I'll be honest.
Okay, so the Kings get Dante DiVincenzo, the big ragu, the Michael Jordan of Delaware. So the Bucks got traded Dante DiVincenzo for Serge Ibaka and 2 second-round picks. The Pistons sent out Josh Jackson and Trey Lyles for the Pistons. Marvin Bagley, that's right. Sorry. And
rapper.
Then the Bucks got the Bucks sent out Semi Ojeleye and Rodney Hood. Kings get Josh Jackson, Trey Lyles. The Pistons get Semi Ojeleye and Rodney Hood, and then Marvin Bagley.
No, the Clippers get Ojeleye and Hood.
Fuck.
See, it's so confusing. I mean, as far as I can tell, the Kings managed to get Marvin Bagley, get something for Marvin
they
Bagley.
They got the big ragu for Marvin Bagley.
And they're taking Josh Jackson and Trey Lyles. Josh Jackson is going to do something bad at Old Town Sacramento.
Yeah. My first reaction when I saw he was in this trade was, I'm pretty sure Josh Jackson is going to get arrested in Sacramento.
Oh, my God. I mean, he'll have a great time. And then the Pistons basically got Bagley in exchange for paying Bagley, as far as I can tell. Oh, no, I guess they traded some second-round picks, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll keep him? I guess you might as well keep him and see. He's a restricted free agent, so.
I mean, but they don't care, like.
Yeah, I mean, what else are they going to spend the money on?
Exactly. I don't know. It's worth a gamble to me.
I guess the Clippers are saving money? Is that the idea?
Yes. I think the Clippers were maybe doing this to try and trade for more maybe later. today. And then didn't, but either way, Serge Ibaka hasn't been playing very well or at all.
He hasn't been playing very, they're playing Hartenstein, who has been really good for them. I still don't believe it, but that's what seems to be happening.
Anyway, this makes the Bucks locker room incredibly, I would say, weird.
Yes.
Because Robin Lopez, literally, like, the closest thing we've had to an actual fight in the NBA in a long time was Serge Ibaka and Robin Lopez, and now Brooke Lopez is going to have a locker next to him.
Yeah.
Brooke Lopez fights Robin Lopez all the time, so maybe they'll bond over it.
Yeah. I think they also wanted to make sure that they got a center with back problems in case their existing center with back problems is unavailable.
All right. The Spurs traded for Goran Dragic, but are buying him out. And they gave up Thad Young, Drew Eubanks, and a 2022 second round pick.
I gotta say that
they got a 2022, the Toronto protected first rounder too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, good move for the Spurs. Like, what I got from this was, I just sort of think that Greg Popovich is having a fine time with like a young team that's not really going to the playoffs. And it made me think he's maybe going to coach longer just because he doesn't seem to have any urgency to like go out with a bang this year. So, where do you think Dragic is going to go, Joey? Let's make that locker room even weirder. Mm-hmm. Here's a question. What do you think Serge Ibaka is going to make Goran Dragic eat? What kind of weird food?
I was talking to Katie about that, and Katie said he hasn't made that show in a long time, because I was like, oh, Giannis is like the perfect guest for that show. But I don't know.
Maybe Giannis should make Serge eat all that fair food he was eating a couple summers ago. Yeah.
All right, we got to keep going. Nets, the biggest trade of the day. Brooklyn Nets traded James Harden and Paul Millsap for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and two first-round picks. Sean.
Yes.
What musical is Daryl Morey singing, considering he got his man today?
He did get his man today. You know, what's weird is the one I actually got inspired by this by Daryl Morey. I've had the musical Company. Like, that's what I've been listening to on Spotify. Also, RIP, my man Sondheim. He got his man, and he sort of gave up a lot for it. This is more like...
This is some Javert shit, dude.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, and I mean, I guess it would it ultimately destroys him.
He's listening to the Russell Crowe version of...
Oh, it gave the rambling voice and... and then I think also there's a certain sadness to it that actually makes me think of Carousel.
Great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just feel like Daryl Morey's bromance with James Harden may cost both of them, much like the characters in Carousel.
The main thing I want to talk about with this tweet is, with this trade is that Embiid tweet. Once again, Embiid tweeted a meme and everyone acted like he was the funniest man on earth.
I mean,
This is how we got Dave Grohl. Everyone acted like Dave Grohl was the most hilarious person on earth. And look at what that hath wrought. Don't do it to Joel Embiid.
Is that Foo Fighters horror movie out yet?
No. I don't know. We can't talk about that.
We can't talk about that. You're right.
We're under a clock here.
Sean. Here's what go ahead.
Harden's already opted in for next season.
Yes,
but
yes.
Wouldn't it be funny if he left after that season?
That would have been the funniest possible thing. Also, this is what I took away from it. James Harden has no agent. His mom is like his agent. He doesn't have an agent. And he decided he wanted to leave Brooklyn. How long did it take him to force his way out? Like 10 days?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
2 weeks? How long did it take Clutch Sports, the most powerful agency to get Ben Simmons out of Philadelphia. 8 months?
Well, to be fair, I think that's more on Sean Marks not being a giant asshole, too.
I mean, maybe. I'm just saying that James Harden gets it done so fast. Like, somehow he's able to put on and take off 10 to 15 pounds in like a week if it changes like his trademark. Like, he just sulks and malingers at a Hall of Fame.
Well, don't you think he's like,
it's honestly inspiring.
Don't you think he's like the Incredible Hulk, where it's like, except for getting mad and becoming the Hulk, he gets sad and gains 20 pounds.
You wouldn't like me when I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So also Kevin Durant finally accepted that he can't win without a Curry. Sad.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
Our next trade for the day is one that made Twitter crazy because they couldn't wait for 30 seconds to hear the entire deal.
Yes.
What was tweeted out was the Boston Celtics were trading Derek White for Josh Richardson, and everyone was like, huh? Derek White's way better than Josh Richardson. And started freaking out about how shitty the Spurs were doing. And then it turned out they got a first round pick and Romeo Langford for
and
him,
a pick
so.
And a 2028 pick swap.
So,
which is
again,
just like,
let's all wait until the trade tweet comes out, or you know the trade before tweeting. That is my big takeaway from the day. Is like,
can we? Yeah,
chill.
Could we talk about the Harden and Simmons trade a little bit longer?
Okay.
I just what do you really expect from Ben Simmons in Brooklyn? Like, is he going to, like, just jump in and play right away?
Don't you think so?
I mean, I guess so. It's just so weird that, like, also everybody's out. So it's going to be, like, Ben Simmons and Blake Griffin together, which seems like it would have been, like, an insane combination 2 years ago. And now makes you kind of, like, go, oh, I hope those guys are okay. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know. To me, the Nets are extremely weird right now. And the Sixers are also weird, but in a little bit more of a conventional way. Like, this is like Dwight Howard and James Harden, except with like the reverse skill levels at the point of them teaming up.
But I don't know. To me, the Nets got better. Like, they were playing garbage people. It's like, Ben Simmons can't play right away, like, it's not like Harden was actually playing the last week. He was like, oh, and now they have Andre Drummond, who I don't like very much as a player, but he's like a warm body they can start.
No, I mean, I don't mean it's bad. It's just incredibly weird that 2 years ago you'd be like, oh, who's on the Brooklyn Nets? Well, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, like all these guys. Oh, and Ben Simmons. That's what they have together. So, I think it's a great trade for the Nets, honestly. Like, I also just wouldn't want to give. Look, even if you don't believe in Ben Simmons that much, I really would not want to give James Harden that giant contract extension he's about to get to. Mm-hmm. All right, that was all I had to say. Thank you.
The Pacers, again, showed up and just stole some picks from people. They got Jalen Smith and a future second-round pick for Torrey Craig to the Phoenix Suns.
That is so – I mean, I guess, are they sending – oh, he doesn't – he's – oh, because they declined his – Robert Sarver is so weird. They declined the 10th-round pick's third-round option.
2 years ago, yeah.
So I guess,
and
like –
and he's been playing pretty well. He's like a
– yeah, so I guess it's honestly like – that second round pick is lots of. There's some weird contract restriction on him too, but Indiana should have plenty of money if they like him.
Mm-hmm.
See if he likes playing. If he's it would be really funny though if they locked him in long term and they're like, Miles Turner, we're gonna need you to move back to power forward. Actually, sorry, we've got this young guy. But yeah, why not? Why not take him for Torrey Craig?
it's a free first round pick. Like, who cares? Like, all right. The Lakers almost traded Russell Westbrook for John Wall, but then that didn't happen because the Rockets wanted picks.
Uh-huh. Well, guess who reported that one?
Who? Sean?
Ramona Shelburne.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
Then the Charlotte Hornets traded for Montrezl Harrell for Vernon Carey and Ish Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a free Montrezl Harrell there a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's just the Hornets have been making, ever since they drafted LaMelo, basically all their personnel moves have been to increase
really
dunks.
In
yeah. They drafted like two lob dudes, and I don't even care. I think his contract's up after the year, but like, whatever. Yeah. Put like Montrezl and LaMelo. Let's go.
Then.
Oh,
in
the saddest, saddest trade of the day, right?
No, the last trade of the day was the saddest trade.
Oh, okay.
The second saddest trade of the day is the Dallas Mavericks got rid of Bozo Kristaps Porzingis in a second round pick for Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans. Cool.
These are like, well, I mean, I guess it's like the Mavs trading their worst decision to the Wizards' two worst recent decisions, right?
Here's the thing: as a Mavs fan, I would fear here.
Uh huh.
Spencer Dinwiddie's like a huge crypto bro, right?
He's the crypto king of the NBA.
Don't you think he is now? Remember when Chandler Parsons was the most powerful man?
I do, because he had the keys to the champagne room. Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't you see that happening with Spencer Dinwiddie here?
Oh yeah, crypto bozos unite. Yeah. Mark Cuban's really into crypto. Like, I'm sure this is probably part of like an elaborate money laundering scheme somehow. I think I like this better for the Washington Wizards, just because. That Bertans is signed longer, and like there's just no reason for the Wizards to have Spencer Dinwiddie, especially with Bradley Beal out for the year. It's like, just back away from that. Porzingis, like, oh, this is the other thing. So also Porzingis is like more likely to become incarcerated or like trapped in a foreign country because of legal reasons, or have like insurance pay out his contract. So for that reason alone, I kind of like the Wizards end of this. But it should be also will make the Mavericks so much more entertaining and weird. And I like that for them.
I like it better for the Mavericks because at least they got two actual NBA players for their one actual NBA player they traded out.
I just don't know if Davis Bertans is an NBA. It's just, I don't understand it, but he just doesn't play anymore.
He just has to stand in the corner. But I like Spencer Dinwiddie there to help. I mean, I know he's been bad this year, but I like Spencer Dinwiddie. He's like I don't like him as a person, but he's a good little player.
And he just can't shoot from the outside, which is just weird. I mean, Davis can't either, I guess, now. So also Davis Bertans, it is crazy how many years and money are left for that guy.
At one point, the Rockets traded. Well, actually, hold on. That's the saddest trade. We'll save that one for the end.
Yeah.
There was also a report that the Wizards were trading Aaron Holiday to the Phoenix Suns, but then no one followed up with anything about if that happened or what the Suns were giving up. PJ Dozier and Bol Bol got waived. They were in a trade. We forgot to mention that one.
Magic. That was the Celtics bribing the Magic to get under the luxury tax.
So they could get Derek White and Daniel Theis. He's back, baby.
Incredible.
The last
stuff.
Trade of the deadline.
Yes.
This was the cherry on top of every NBA lover's sundae. The Houston Rockets traded Daniel Theis to the Boston Celtics, and Boston sent Dennis Schroeder and Ennis Freedom and Bruno Fernando, and Ennis Freedom was waived immediately.
Yeah, well, because
he's definitely going to be at CPAC.
The Chinese Communist Party reached out to the Rockets and said they had to buy out Ennis Freedom, who they definitely would have played otherwise. Also, Dennis Schroeder, turning down that extension with the Lakers is not looking as good, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, he might just get bought out.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't really care who really wants him.
PJ
Dorger has a torn ACL. I was kind of wondering about that. Well, I was like, why? He seems decent.
Bol Bol and PJ Dorger were both out for the year.
Bol Bol's not really going to play in the NBA anymore, but I mean, who knows? I don't know why I had to be so negative about that.
Here's my question for you, Sean.
Yeah.
Will Ennis Freedom ever play in the NBA ever again?
No, no chance.
No, right?
He'll have his own. I think
Neil,
he might
Neil's
even.
Gone.
Oh yeah. You're right. The guy who repeatedly acquired him. No, he's gonna have like a shitty TV show or like. Actually, he's not gonna have a TV show. It'll be a podcast, and it'll be like a video and. He'll have like his friend John Bolton on, and his friend Jared Kushner on. Ben Shapiro is his buddy. He'll go on Tucker Carlson like every week and talk about the NBA and just like try to throw in as many dog whistles about. Like, it's amazing how well he's managed to leverage people's anti-Chinese feelings in America into a venue where he can throw in his anti-black sentiments with dog whistles. It's impressive stuff. And his canter, he has a real future in right-wing media as
Here's
a result of that.
Here's my question for you. This is my last question.
Okay.
Glenn Greenwald.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who Ennis Freedom is right now, right?
Yes.
How many other NBA players do you think?
He knows
Five?
LeBron.
Yeah.
He knows LeBron. He knows Steph Curry. I bet he knows James Harden. Like anybody, it's less than 10, but more than 5, because he just knows them as cudgels. So he legitimately knows who LeBron James and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are because they're too famous. He knows who Kyrie Irving is because of the controversy and because he needs to know just enough members of the Brooklyn Nets that he can complain about Joe Tsai.
Uh-huh, great. Yeah.
And he knows Harden from being on the Rockets before. So I'm saying 7 to 8.
Okay.
If you don't count like Michael Jordan.
The other anti-vax guys, do you think he knows who Andrew Wiggins is? Because that was big news. That they didn't want to get the vaccine.
I bet he knows the name Andrew Wiggins, but couldn't tell you anything about
it.
All right. But yeah. And I think he probably also somehow has found out who Ben Simmons is, but only through celebrity gossip, not in any sports context.
All right, perfect. That's our trade wrap-up, but you don't come here for us. You come here to hear the guys who know about transactions, the guys who know about the salary cap, the guys who know about body composition, and that is of course Slammed Up, the only analytics podcast within a comedy basketball podcast. It's Slammed Up with Brett Slampson and Randy Ledoux.
This is Slammed Up with Brett Slampson and Randy Ledoux. Analytics, friendship, efficiency, and promo codes. These guys are fucking dorks.
Welcome to the Slammed Up Analytics Boss Basketball Podcast, the only analytics mini pod embedded within a much less serious basketball podcast. I am your host, Brett Slampson, and with me, as often, is Randy Ledoux. Randy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I gotta say, I was a little frustrated earlier today because I forgot what day it was. I forgot it was the trade deadline, and I actually scheduled to get my hair cut, and it was upsetting because you were screaming at me that I wasn't available to live to be in the Twitter spaces.
Yeah, we've been on Twitter spaces. I had a Rumblecast going that you weren't there for. I've been up for 72 hours, mm-hmm. as you know, Randy, and I needed you by my side. But how'd the haircut go?
Difficult. It's hard for a man my size. I'm 1.5 inches and 5 inches tall, depending on how I'm feeling that day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they cut it with like a micro laser. Is that what happens?
Yes. Yeah. I actually have to go to one of those laser hair treatment facilities. But for mice, that's how they get the bald mice for science purposes.
Got it. Well,
remove my hair.
All right. Well,
that's how I have my Lex Luthor pate.
That was horrifying, Randy, but I'm glad you're here finally. Before we get to the trade deadline, just a little bit of business to clarify. Yes, I was subpoenaed. Yes, I did testify before a grand jury recently. I was not indicted as a co-conspirator. I'm actually, and there was an indictment for my backup mistress, Heather Morgan. She's known as the Crocodile of Wall Street. Also, you might know her rap videos. She raps as Razzlecon. She definitely did launder 25,000 bitcoins, but for me, it was purely sexual, albeit slightly musical. I made beats for a few of her songs, and yes, she is married. So just to get that out of the way. Also, Randy and I are excited. It's a totally unrelated story that has nothing to do with money laundering, crypto, or financial scams. We are selling iTest apes. Yes. These are non-fungible tokens, a.k.a. NFTs. They feature grotesque simian caricatures of NBA scouts. Some are holding binoculars. Some of them have stopwatches. In my favorite one, an ape is throwing away a spreadsheet of DRPM leaders. And there's also one where an ape wearing a monocle signs a 28-year-old to a 5-year contract. It is horrifying. So, check those out. They're going to be on the OpenSea marketplace. Should be really good. And it, once again, not money laundering whatsoever. Mm-hmm. All right, we can get started. Let's talk about the biggest move of the day so far. Of the deadline. And that is, of course, Miami's trading KZ Ogbonla to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
What an incredible trade. Well, you heard it in the mock off season. We did something very similar, where you, working as Sam Presti, held a gun to my head and demanded I remove protections off the Clippers pick while I was playing, while I was role playing as Lawrence Frank.
It was a lot of bullying, and it was complicated cap wise, but it did guarantee that the Miami Heat could potentially trade a 2022 first round pick, a 2023 first round pick, or if they do it after the draft, they're not bound by the stepping rule. It's one of the most exciting things I've ever heard in my life of basketball. Before we go on to the more exciting trades, we've got to talk to one of our sponsors. Well, Randy, let me tell you about this. I've been open on this podcast about my struggles with hair loss. As you know, I started going bald in second grade, and by middle school, I was rocking a horseshoe with flecks of gray in it that also had cowlicks on either side and in the middle. Randy, that's the reason I pretended to have cancer for 3 years. You remember that story, right?
I do.
I used my Make-A-Wish to meet Dean Oliver. So we've talked at length about different hair growth systems. I think we've had 7 different sponsors over the years, and I've developed a long and productive business relationships with Evan Fournier's Weave Guy. But what about hair removal? Randy, as we've discussed at length, as I lost the hair on my head, an equivalent amount of hair started sprouting on my shoulders and back. It sort of looks like a wildebeest was dropped out of a helicopter and smacked into the back of an ant, one of the tree-like creatures from Fangorn, the forest in Middle-earth. And that's why I'm happy to endorse Montrezl Hairless.
the depilatory cream from New Hornet Center Montrezl Harrell. Here's how it works. You pour the 10-gallon bottle into a bathtub, children's swimming pool, or in a pinch, a slip and slide, and then you dunk the problematic area of your body into it over and over. Afterwards, you can pick at the loosened hair or simply roll on the grass or perhaps an old chunk of carpet. Pick or roll, they're both very effective. Now, crucially, this cream will not defend you from infection as the newly raw skin heals, nor does it provide any sun or rim protection. If you're acquiring Montrezl Hairless, you're probably going to get burned. And while there's 10 gallons, you really don't want to use the final fourth quarter of it. You can get 30% off your first offer with promo code Completely Hairless Six Man of the Year. That's easy to remember. We talk about it all the time on the podcast.
We do.
Montrezl Hairless. Hey, this guy is a wizard. Wait, sorry. This is new copy. Montrezl Hairless. You're going to look like a hornet stung you. So thank you, Montrezl Hairless. All right. So let's get back to some other moves. Now, this I thought was almost the most exciting move of the entire day. I am, of course, talking about a move that the San Antonio Spurs made. They traded Derek White. Mm-hmm. Derek White. And they got some very interesting assets in exchange. They got Romeo Langford, mm-hmm. Josh Richardson, and a top four protected 22 first round pick. If that wasn't making me tumescent enough, they also have the right to swap first round picks with Boston in 2028, which is almost like being in a polyamorous relationship with a 12-year-old from Croatia. I mean, when they're of age. But yeah, they've essentially decided that they can swap Eastern European tweens. So and you know, that's always exciting for me. Also, Derek White, obviously he is 27 years old. He is near death, and he might not be alive or a functional player past the trade deadline this year.
No, he is on his way to perishing. Not unlike my most troubling trade of the day, also mm-hmm. made by the Boston Celtics.
Ooh.
Where the man I'm currently working for, Enes Freedom, was traded and cut by the NBA.
Oh.
So now I have to hear even more about him, about the speech I'm supposed to write him at CPAC.
Oh yeah, you do have a political background. Is your client Enes Freedom? Does he have any destinations in mind after he's bought out?
He wants to link up with Spotify.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've got some opportunities. They've actually finally started to run some of Razzle Khan's music. Apparently, there's a big void.
He says that he likes that he can say whatever he wants on there.
You know, it's true. It's true. That's the First Amendment working right there, as I understand it. Okay.
He also says he wants to sign up with Netflix. Because again, they let people say whatever they want.
Yeah, I get it. I've actually read his manifesto about letting certain athletes compete in NCAA swimming. It's compelling stuff.
Very upset about it.
Now, I just want to talk about one other very exciting trade, and I don't know. You and I had slightly different perspectives on this. The Dallas Mavericks are trading my Eskimo brother, Kristaps Porzingis, and a second-round pick to the Washington Wizards for Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans. And now, I like this from the Dallas side.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, I know that you like that Kristaps Porzingis can stretch the floor. You love a stretch big man. I prefer Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans, and the reason is they're useless as basketball players. You're adding money to your books, but that is twice the amount of organs that you can harvest for them and possibly implant into younger and healthier players. I think that Spencer Dinwiddie actually still has some blood boy potential for Luka Doncic if he continues partying and eating poorly. I believe that Spencer Dinwiddie is open to having a vegan diet, and I think those blood transfusions may be worth more than Porzingis on the court.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. And actually, do you want to talk about the most important trade of a day, Brad.
Yeah, right a sec. Hold on. I do have to read an ad right now. Randy, there's only one thing I know better than scouting cryptocurrency and right-wing Eastern European politics, and that is amateur Eastern European pornography. And the best is Christoph's Pornzingus.com, which is I'm sorry, my lawyer just frantically texted me, and this ad read has been canceled. All right, so let's talk about the biggest trade, Randy. You want to lead off?
Yeah, Brooklyn Nets traded for traded James Harden for Ben Simmons.
Yes, and you know I love this trade for the Philadelphia 76ers. This is Daryl Morey. He's a genius, and you know, he got that bloated salary of Ben Simmons off the team. They have a guy on the wrong side of 27. Seth Curry is off, and they're going to go into this offseason with the most valuable commodity in the NBA, and that is cap space.
Brett, James Harden for $43 million.
Yeah. What? With that body composition? With that, I can't. You look at the body. You look at the disregard for conditioning. He's not nearly switchy enough. They're locking themselves in. Oh, they've attached cement shoes to Steve Nash's feet, and they have dropped him into the Brooklyn Harbor. He's in the Gowanus Canal, as are their hopes of ever generating the most financial profits of any NBA team. Obviously. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm sorry. They have put Elton Brand in cement shoes and dropped him into the Schuylkill River. I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
I think that obviously the real winner of today's trade was Sam Hinkie. Works.
Mm-hmm,
he was able to. He was fired 6 years ago, and yet
he was fired 6 years ago. But they still finally got a superstar.
Yeah, they got a 31-year-old superstar on a $43 million contract with.
And that's
who has loafed his way out of two teams in 13 months.
You know, I didn't like
it. Looking for.
Yeah, you know, I didn't like this originally for the Sixers, but I realized there is a way to credit Sam Hinkie. I am reversing myself. I am putting those cement shoes back on Steve Nash, and this is a triumph of the process. There's
all
nothing better than losing as many games.
Emperor of basketball, Sam Hinkie.
Sam Hinkie. He will also be speaking at CPAC this year, I believe.
Yep.
All right. I think that does it for trade deadline. Randy, is there anything you'd like to promote?
Yeah. Someone hire me so I don't have to work for Enos Kanter.
Yeah, he's...
Because, look, I owe the Clintons and the Rockefellers some things that I cannot talk about now, and I need to get out of it.
Yeah, let's not say these on the air. You can see me on my Twitch stream. I will be playing Crash Bandicoot and talking about Latvian politics for the next 7 hours, actually, post-trade deadline. I am so hyped up. I've been up for 72 hours, but thanks to the amphetamines in my system, I will not be able to sleep for another 12. You can also always check out the Patreon page, my OnlyFans page. That's only solo stuff. Dudes are welcome. And of course, you can read my new column in the Daily Stormer. So, back to you, Sean and Joey.
Well, that was, just as weird as it always is.
Yeah.
Don't even know what to comment. Sean, there's one last thing before I want to go.
Here. Oh, yeah.
We had our friend, at Do Nuts on Twitter. One of the great Rockets fans there is. He was losing his mind when he heard Harden was demanding a trade out of Brooklyn. And so I told
his
him,
hero.
I told him to call us anytime he had a feeling about it. And what he sent is 6 minutes of unvarnished feelings, and I'm gonna play that right now.
When the news broke that James Harden wanted out in Brooklyn, we asked Rockets fan Forrest Walker to call us every time he had any feeling whatsoever. What follows is a week's worth of voicemails from a former James Harden loyalist. Round Ball Rock presents Forrest Walker in Watching the James Harden Car Crash in Slow Motion.
Hey guys, it's me, Forrest. I'm calling because, as you probably heard, there's news about the Brooklyn Nets being amenable to trading James Harden at the deadline. After reports previously, you know, of him allegedly kind of not liking in New York and having more fun in Houston. So, you know, if you don't know, I am and have been a Houston Rockets fan, which is a sort of an interesting club to be in. It's been a real fun ride recently. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time in the world of James Harden, and it's a pretty amusing news story to see that Daryl Morey is trying to reacquire James Harden on a different team. Did we ever get to that? Did we ever get to how Daryl Morey said he just wanted to go hang out with his family and kind of retire from being a GM, and then 2 weeks later he took a job with the Sixers? So I guess they're doing that now. I guess it looks like they're doing that. Ben Simmons is involved in this process, but like, I'm sorry, I can't like put together any emotions for Ben Simmons. I mean, fine for him, I guess, but, you know, maybe he'll enjoy Brooklyn if that's what happens. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting emotional journey to think about, you know, James Harden getting out of Houston after a bunch of second-round exits, which, you know, he was excoriated for over and over again, you know, because losing to the Warriors in the second round is pretty, you know, it's pretty shameful, right? But so he took off to go to New York where he could hang out with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and, you know, that not working at all is really, it's very funny in a certain sense. Like, I mean, I defended James Harden a lot, but like, it's really funny to see him just absolutely out there living his worst life. It's kind of, you know, I mean, is this how people feel when like their ex-spouse like goes on to fail at like to run a juice stand or something? I don't know. This is an ongoing situation, so, you know, I'm sure you may hear more from me later on. I just wanted to put out there that, you know, I think I'm having fun with this. I may be having fun with this. We'll find out later. Okay, thank y'all. Love the pod, you know. Say hey for me. Thanks. Hey. It's Forrest again. So, look, I know I talk to you, like, whenever about this James Harden stuff, you know, Rockets fan, James Harden, favorite player for 4 years on the Rockets, blah, 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 you know all my stuff. But now there's like a thing where there's a tweet saying that Steve Nash is saying they're not going to trade James Harden. And like, look, y'all, of course he's going to say that. When is the coach is never going to say they're going to trade their guy, right? Like, whether they're going to trade him or not, of course Steve Nash is out there saying he's not going to trade him. This is elementary. This is just like first grader shit. Come on, what are y'all? Anyway, Steve Nash is a liar. He's been lying his whole life. It's what Canadians are like. No, I'm lying. I don't know what Canadians are like. They seem nice to me. Probably Steve Nash is a chill guy. I don't know. He made some pretty funny videos like 10, like 12 years ago or something. So I'll just hold on to that. Anyway, this is not news. Everyone, calm down. It's not the coach saying to like, don't look here, there's nothing happening. It's not news. It's like the opposite of news. That's like standard operating procedure shit. Okay, thanks, Joey. Thanks, Sean. Stay frosty.
Hey, it's Forrest again. Look, so I'm out here at the pool hanging out with my cat, and I saw on Twitter that James Harden doesn't even have an agent. It's like his mom is his agent, right? Like, his mom is his agent because Rob Pelinka became, like, the manager of the Lakers. So he's just like, kind of hiring guys, like, on 10-day agent contracts to try to get him in and out of places. And, like, you know, it's just kind of funny. It's just funny. You know what I mean? It's just, like, funny what I want to say about it, right? Like, this is just regular guy stuff. This is a guy who works at the 7-Eleven and like can't get his shit together stuff. And it's just it's just really funny that this guy who's supposed to be one of the greatest players of all time, you know, maybe he is, or he would have been, or but he's just having his mom take care of his business. It's like you and me. What? How is this guy a real guy? How is James Harden just like an actual person and not just? I don't mean like it's weird that this guy exists. Like it's weird that he's just a regular guy. What the hell is going? How I? It's just funny as all, you know. It's just kind of funny. Okay, thanks. Okay, I gotta check on my cat. Thanks. Hey, it's Forrest again. There's more updates on the James Harden stuff. You know, to catch everybody up, I'm the world's only Rockets fan, so I have to talk about James Harden, my once beloved player who has fallen so low, and it's really tragic. But so the news is now that I'm going to aggregate James is the Harden one of this equation. I'm going to aggregate Brian Windhorst right now. I'm going to aggregate him so much, and he's going to get so mad at me, but like I think it's a thrill. So he says that James Harden is crying and screaming in every way he can to get out of Brooklyn. He's like, he's inside of his bathroom just wailing, just like punching his hands against the sink and like smashing against the glass of the mirror. The mirror is shattering as tears are streaming down his face. He hates Brooklyn so much. He's just like tearing out his beard in patches, just like laying on the ground, wailing and flailing around because of just how horrible it is to be in Brooklyn. And you know what? That's right. Like, thanks, Brian Windhorst, for bringing us this truth that we all really knew in our hearts. But now everyone's getting to see this. Everyone's getting to see what I already knew, which is that James Harden was so stupid to leave Houston. Not that he should, you know, feel bad at leaving Tillman for Teeter, because that guy's an absolute, like, scunch and a half. Like, fuck him. Understand that. But the city of Houston is a world city. A world city. And a place where he could experience not only the adulation and love of millions of world citizens, but also the greatest strip club culture our country has ever seen. All right, and I know Atlanta, I understand, and I respect your position here, but like strip clubs per capita, you've got to go to H-Town, okay? And I think that's what he's learned, that there's so much more culture. And I'm not trying to use culture as a shorthand for strip clubs, because there's a lot more culture besides, you know. There's one of the most prestigious theater communities in the world. There's many museums. And hey, you know, maybe if he gets hurt, he can go to the Houston Medical Center, the largest medical center on the planet. So I understand why he feels this regret. He never should have left this city. He never should have left the place that welcomed him as its own son, as its favorite son. He had something beautiful going, and he chose to throw it away so that he could lose in the second round with Kyrie Irving. He has to know. He knows. You know, friendship with Kevin Durant, I'm not going to impugn. Right? That's a friendship's a beautiful thing, but he let that friendship lead him astray. Kevin Durant suckered him into going to a stupid situation with a stupid team, with a city that's not even as good as he thought it was going to be, because it's so cold, and he can't even drive a car around as fast as he wants. All right? So this is Brian Windhorst telling us what we are. Okay, so he doesn't want to have a public ask on the record because he thinks it'll make people angry at him, right? That's what he's saying now, or what people are saying. He's saying, is that how this reporting works? I'm not sure how reporting works anymore. I think it's just, I think basically you get paid by players' agents to put stuff out there to make them look cooler or something. But yeah, so he doesn't want everyone to be mad at him because he wants two trades in 2 years in two different franchises. So he's putting it out there anyway, so that's pretty funny. But like, I'm not even mad about it. That's the funny thing. I'm not even mad about this. I think it's funny. I think it's good. I think it's good that he's asking for a trade. Because, I don't know, it's always been the case. I mean, he's like the most obnoxiously like a regular guy of everybody in the league. You know, he fails in the same way that you fail. He's lazy in the same way that you're lazy. He's just a regular guy who happens to be really good at basketball and doesn't pay attention to the internet and doesn't know fuck all that's happening. And we hate him because we are him. We hate to see our own... We want to see superhuman people get up there and, like, succeed in superhuman ways, not see extremely people get up there and lose in extremely human ways. So I think it's good. I think it's good that we all have to look at this guy that's absolutely suck ass, despite the fact that he really shouldn't be doing that. It's great. I want it to keep happening, and he's also not going to get traded. It's not going to happen. The trade isn't happening. Everyone just needs to calm down. It's not going to happen. Stop. Okay, hey, thanks. Thanks. Okay. Okay. All right. So, let's start from the top. This is Forrest, long-time listener, sub-seventh or something time caller this week, known to be a Rockets fan and long-time James Harden fan. I was the only person in the world who wanted James Harden on the Rockets before he was traded there. And that's hyperbole, calm down. That's establishing what's going to happen. I'm also going to get cut off by your voicemail machine. I know it, but I'm going to call again, and I'm not going to do the preamble when I call again, because everyone's going to know who this is and why this is happening. So, the thing happened. It was reported by the guys who report the things that happen. James Harden has been traded. Now, this is not the first time he's been traded. The first time he's been traded was in 2012, when he got traded. My favorite player got traded to my favorite team, in what was widely seen as an absolute steal on the part of the Houston Rockets. And everyone knew it was going to change their future, and I knew it was going to change the basketball future of the team I care about. And then, 8 years later, I watched the same guy, after a combination of failure and slander for many years, partially the bad luck of having to go up against one of the greatest teams of all time and being ridiculed for not being able to do that, and then being saddled with one of the biggest scumbags in the league in Tillman Fertitta and his little family of cronies. Sorry, Patrick, if you're listening to this, but I think it's a fair characterization. And then he decided he wanted to get out of there, too, at the same time as Mike D'Antoni ditched, Daryl Morey ditched, Chris Paul had been ditched, Russell Westbrook ditched, everybody ditched. God, Russell Westbrook. Can you believe Russell Westbrook was on the fucking Rockets? Can you believe that? That's how I know both that God is real and also God has a sense of humor targeted at me personally. So he got traded then, too. He got traded to the Brooklyn Nets so he could go hang out with his friend Kevin Durant and go win a championship with KD and Kyrie Irving in the bright lights of New York. And guess what? He lost in the second fucking round because of insane weird things happening just like happened everywhere else. Alright? So it didn't do any good. He got sick about it. He got pissed off. He probably got pissed off because Kyrie Irving is also working as hard as he can to sabotage their team by some sort of weird, like, fake smart guy shit where he thinks that vaccines are made of poison or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't care what Kyrie Irving thinks. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to anybody. But so then he wants out, and he got out. Okay, this thing cut me off, but I'm back. All right, look. So he got traded once again, even though he was pretending not to want to get traded, because he was worried that people would think he was an asshole for wanting to get traded twice in two seasons. But by the way, still on the same massive contract Houston gave him. So a real win for player empowerment, right? That you can just, like, yell about things. And I even make a public trade demand. The insanely funny idea that he wouldn't get hated for doing this if he just didn't do it publicly, when he was very much doing publicly. Maybe if he had an agent and not just, like, having his mom help him, it would have helped. But hey, he got his way. And Morey got his way, and Tad Brown got his way. That's right, don't forget Tad Brown. Tad Brown also went over to Philly as well. So they got their way, and they got their man in James Harden. And the Sixers got to unload Ben Simmons, who's... Look, I know that there are many out there who love Ben Simmons, but he also has been refusing to play, which sort of sucks for everybody involved, and has been of questionable utility in the playoffs. So, to me, this is two second-round teams trading their second-best player. It's very funny. This is a huge blockbuster. What it's going to result in, instead of the Sixers and the Nets losing in the second round, they're just going to lose in the second round, but slightly different fashion. That's very funny, and I can't wait for it to happen. Look, like, in a certain sense, if Daryl Morey and James Harden won a championship with the inclusion of Joel Embiid, which, good for him. He seems cool. I like him. I hope for the best for him. But if they win a championship, that really does kind of, it proves a point and justifies a lot of things that I have for many years wanted to be justified.
But now, this whole thing is so stupid. It's become so bad. I'm so sick of all of it. I just want everyone involved to fail, including myself. Look, just put us all in the trash. Just put us all in the doo-doo dumpster. Because none of us deserve to get any joy from this. None of us deserve anything. We all deserve to watch the things we care about pervert into something that hates us. And then end up having to watch the Houston Rockets, a team that you once cared about, be run by the worst guy in the world in the worst way in the world, as a draft pick you were excited about has been showing all the signs of being just like a scudgy, middling player. Everyone deserves this. I deserve it. You deserve it. We all just seem to watch the things we care about fall apart because, hey, maybe it'll make us, you know, care less about stupid sports shit and more about the people in our lives. And that's who we should care about. A hug. I just need a hug. You all just need a hug. Stop caring about basketball. It's gonna fuck you in the face. Just, it sucks. Everything sucks. I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Forrest, for that. Sean, that's our episode. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'll be at Cubs Comedy Club February 10th through the 12th. And I think that's the issue. I'm with Noel Miller, Canadian YouTuber. And if you're in Santa Cruz, I'll be at the Greater Purpose Brewery on February 25th. That is a Friday.
And then as for me, you can always follow us. Where? On 6/19/14, I tweeted, "There's nothing worse than flying across the country and then having to wait over an hour for mom to pick me up because she was vacuuming."
Oh, man.
Trust the process.
Oh, wait. Well, I do have a song, too. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We're replaying a classic from last year. That's appropriate today. I wrote it with my good friend Ringo Starr. I will not be signing copies of this single. I simply do not have time to do that. But it is called Blockbuster for Harden. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Trust the process. And shut it down. Don't tweet about the trades until you know the whole trade, you pieces of shit.
I'd like to see Kyrie KD do a blockbuster for Harden. It's a trade. Dinwiddie's head, so good by Levert, in this blockbuster for Harden, well played. I'd ask Sean Marks if this was a joke. I wonder if James Harden does coke. Like OKC, James and KD, in a blockbuster for Harden, he'll get paid. Looks like a schlub, goes to strip clubs, but Harden can score 40 with a beer gut. Dealt 7 picks, Nate Duncan's feeling sick, but their window of contention slamming shut. I'd ask the Nets for more pick swaps, but Bobby Marks would call the cops. Like Antony, love step back threes. It's a blockbuster for Harden, tailor made. He'll hog the ball, but Kyrie's a wall. I think he's going to join the DSA. The team said no to Jared Allen's fro. You know they're never trading DeAndre. They would be so happy for a week. Then all three of these guys will start to feud. I'd like to see a new big three. It's a blockbuster for Harden. Kaboom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row?
Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.